Okay, and welcome to the Medicine Show on CITR. I am in the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. I'm here with Rebecca Cishon. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks for having me, Jason. Stoked to be back.
Absolutely. We are going to be, she's our guest for tonight, and we will have some new music for that you're releasing. You're going to perform some tonight for us, right?
That's correct.
All right. That's excellent. Let's just give you the intro now. Rebecca Cishon is an R&B soul singer-songwriter who plays guitar and piano. Outside of her music project, she spends most of her time working with children and teaching them music. She also has a big passion for indoor plants, cooking, and all things outdoors. So welcome to the show, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we were talking before the show. This is your first time since you were on here for the first time a year and a half ago, approximately.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, it's cool to be back. We've got some new music, new releases that are out, so it feels like a proper timing for me to be back here, and it feels good.
Excellent. Okay, I think we just gave you a bit more volume anyway. How's it going with the sound over there? Good?
Oh, yeah. I got a little closer there too, so you let me know how that feels.
It's actually a lot clearer now. It's
Sweet.
Right on the microphone. It's great.
Awesome.
So can you tell us about a little bit about your background, your growing up, and how you got involved in music as, you know, in your maybe even... And what influenced you getting into music?
Yeah, absolutely. So right from the get-go, my father's an incredible musician. So I grew up in a household that was full of music all the time. And so sort of the transition into music was quite natural and quite unavoidable almost. Mm-hmm. And so at a really young age, I started to sing and my parents saw, you know, the music in me. So they just encouraged it and nourished it. And by the time I was 7 years old, I was doing classical conservatory piano lessons to sort of have an instrument by my side and just singing all throughout, you know, elementary school and high school and just honestly just constantly surrounded by music and different influences. And both my parents are Ukrainian, so they brought in a lot of Eastern European influence into the music I listened to growing up, including like even Roman gypsy music, like a bunch of different folk from, you know, Eastern Europe, and just a wild, wild, you know, diverse amount of influences that sort of shaped the music that I make today. So very grateful and fortunate. And
wow. Yeah. And how old were you when you first started?
I first started singing. My parents, honestly, I mean, they tell me the story about how I took the first step. My first ever step was in Germany. My father was on stage rehearsing for his own show. And he saw me on the sidelines and he called me over and I took my steps right to him on stage. And they've been saying I've been singing or slash screaming ever since I could make any sound. So they like to say, you know, right from the get-go, I do remember my first performance at about 5 years old, though. So that's probably the most vivid memory of starting. And then it's just been, you know, going ever since.
Wow. And that's beautiful. And so because you mentioned the European gypsy music, I must say that in 2 weeks we will have the V Romas on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And we're looking forward to that. They've been on the show before. And you're welcome to join us in 2 weeks.
Very
I hope you come and, you know, say
hi. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
They also will be having the V Romas have a New Year's party at, well, look it up. You want to know to a party and join us on our show and I'll give you more details. And we'll probably have some stuff on social media about
it,
too.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. I did want to mention that you're here for one thing, promoting your new releases, as well as sharing your music in such a nice way. It's Stuck in the Storm is the name of the song.
Stuck in the Storm, my most recent release. Yep.
And so I'll just let you tell people a little bit about what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so Stuck in the Storm has got so many different sort of underlying messages. But the main one that I wrote it about was essentially going back to the fact that I have been doing music my entire life. It's been, you know, consuming my time and my soul, and everything that I've ever wanted is music. And I guess there was this moment a couple years back when I was just trying to write some music and this thought had come to me and I was like, you know, I've been spending all my time. I love music. This is everything I want to do, But what if I get to, you know, so-called fame or success, and I get to that place and I realize that this is everything I never wanted? Like, what if I get to this place where I'm stuck in this storm, essentially, and like hypothetically just wrapped up in all of, you know, the mainstream, you know, issues and just everything.
Are we good there? Hold on. Yes.
Are we good? Yeah. That's good. Okay. Okay.
Keep going.
And yeah, I guess I just had this moment of realization of, is that something that I actually want? Why is it that I am in music in the first place? What is the true reason that I'm here today? So it's kind of got all these different feelings, but essentially it comes down to the fear of fame and losing myself and, you know, the true reason why I do it in the first place.
Okay. And so this leads us into, I know we were discussing a word of the day, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that discernment falls right in here and yeah. it goes along with the song.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to face when you deal with, because fame comes with money.
Yeah.
And people have to eat, but people also get a little bit greedy. So
totally.
There is that element of corruption in music.
Yeah.
And we have to be discerning when we're making choices in what contracts we sign,
yeah.
what deals we're going for.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to sell a product that you don't believe in or you right. think against, that type yeah. of thing. So I love it. I love the concept.
Yeah.
And that's, I've been listening to the song and really enjoying it. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it speaks of humility to me, you know, being humble.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had this idea and then you agreed. Thank you for agreeing to talk about this song. We want to play you the song and then first listen, then we'll discuss some insight into the lyrics with you. And sort of sometimes music can be a little bit symbolic. If you want to go into clarifying some of these lyrics, and then we can do that. And then we'll, of course, hear. I was going to ask you to play a song, but let's just go right into this for now.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we will be right back with more of with Rebecca and all kinds of local and fun good music. This is The Medicine Show and Stuck in the Storm with Rebecca Cichon.
Shed my pride. Been waiting for the light to find me. Can't know why. Been feeling this way since being a baby. If I got stuck in the storm, stripped of hope, no sense of control, will I know me anymore? Wasted Or did I really waste them if I still somehow made it here? All my tears have led me to this moment. They grew me my own ocean. But what if I got stuck in the storm? Yeah.
Okay, and we are back on the Medicine Show with Rebecca Cishon. And how about if we say hello to your friend? You brought your friend into the studio.
Here, I'll bring Laura Moore over here. You can come sneak into where I am if you want. Hi. This is Laura Moore. Here, you want to come
Wonderful.
Right here?
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
We understand you have a bit of a passion for the social media.
Yes, I do.
Well, we appreciate you helping out tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. No, absolutely.
Yeah, we love Laura. Laura has stuck around and been sort of part of my journey for the past couple of years, and she's been an absolute pillar in my career and has such an eye and such a passion for what she does. And yeah, it's been amazing. She's usually behind the camera, so this might be a little different for her.
Like out of my element.
Very humble.
Yeah.
What do they call that girl who's really famous right now and she's in town?
Taylor Swift.
You look a little Taylor Swift-ish.
No way!
For the people who are, if that's an insult, I'm sorry. She's beautiful, and she's got that sort of, the blonde look. So, in case you didn't know.
She's a look-like.
You can do her stent double.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm sorry, was that okay?
Yeah, that was
okay. Okay, good.
I appreciate it.
The Swifties will agree. All right. I can't get over the word Swifties. Sounds like a Swifter.
It does. You know? I'm obsessed with swiffing their floors.
That's right. Yeah. It's just not clean enough. Okay. We just listened to Stuck in the Storm by Rebecca Cishon. And it was, we decided that we were going to kind of take a look at the depth of the lyrics.
Let's do it.
So it starts, it just opens right up, right? It goes, shed my pride. So, I mean, that seems obvious, but do you want to expand on that? How do you shed your pride?
I guess that was just a moment of, pause for a minute, humble myself, and then because it leads into the next line of been waiting for the light to find me. So it's kind of this idea of, I've got to shed almost the ego and kind of explain the fact that I've been wanting sort of the validation or whatever that looks like in the beginning. So sort of the moment of this is everything I've ever wanted almost. Yeah.
Wow. And so if you encourage others to understand the light or perhaps what it can do for you when it finds you.
Yeah.
You're shedding your ego
so
that you can, what do you think the light will bring you?
The light is almost a metaphor for my dream. It's almost like it is the success. It is this dream. The light is almost like, you chase the light at the end of the tunnel, that sort of idea. So I guess the light was sort of been waiting for this light to find me. And it's funny because I've said it that way instead of me to find the light. It's almost like the light is meant to find me because it's something that I've put my heart and soul into. So one day the light will find me.
I love that. It makes you really question about are you chosen or do you choose?
Right.
That's a really, people throw that back and forth. And I think there's a little bit of both in our reality. So
yeah, because you have control, to a certain extent. Yeah.
accountability, that's the part of that's controllable.
Yeah, totally.
And then there's fate and destiny, which you can't control.
You cannot. No, 100%.
Okay. Well, so just on that, do you think that there is a fate and a destiny, or are you, 100%. Can you change it?
100%, but I think that it's decided by what energy you put out into the world. And I think maybe there's a fate, whether or not you choose it, but at the end of the day, I think the decisions and the choices you make in your life will lead you closer to potentially the fate that you want or that you can align yourself with. Because I think everyone's got a dream and everyone's got something, but some...
Fate you can be... You can be okay with, dignified.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Because I think everyone's got a dream, but I think sometimes I speak a lot about sort of the childlike wonder and the fact that, as we get older, we almost lose this sense of wonder and curiosity and sort of doing these things that fulfill that inner child. Like even as a child, you'd pick up, some crayons and you'd be drawing, and I feel like as we grow older, that sort of we move away from that, and some will hold on to these things that make you feel like a child again. And I think it's really important to understand what is it that has always made you feel happy and good. And that is most likely your fate or your dream or whatever you want to call it.
Wow. I'm listening and my mind is like sparking off in all these directions. And I'm going, it is so healthy because, you know, if you could, as an adult with wisdom, get to the innocence of a child and bring that together. And so that's kind of what I was listening to.
That's the magic, right? And it's funny, we were speaking about this because I actually just went back to my hometown this past weekend and I was reading through diaries of when I was 10 years old. And I'm reading through these diaries and the way that I was writing and explaining things in my life. And I just had this moment where I'm like, I'm the exact same as that 10-year-old girl. The only thing that has changed is, you know, maybe my prefrontal cortex has developed a little bit more and, you know, responsibilities and different things have come into my life. But I am still that same child. And the way to really enjoy life is to live the same way she would have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry. And here I am juggling and I'm going, wow, I just want to go off on that one. So let's go on back to the song.
Yeah.
Because this is this sparking some thought here.
Amazing.
Can't know why, been feeling this way since I was a baby. So it sounds like we just touched back on, we're just bringing it full circle.
Yeah.
It's like you know what the song's going to say or
that's
something.
That's almost, yeah. But that's exactly it. I guess it's like I've always known this is what I'm meant to do. Like I'm not, maybe I'll never know why. Like it's always been, from the moment I was able to consciously make choices and like form thoughts, it was always music. There was no other, I've never had a plan B or whatever you want to call it. And just, you know, I won't ever know why. All I know is that this is what I'm meant to do.
Interesting. Because that was actually my question. What is the why? But yeah. Okay. What if I got stuck in the storm? You want to just sort of pick that apart, the symbology of that for us a little bit?
Getting stuck in the chaos of success and, you know, all these, you know, other things that come with it. And as you had sort of previously touched on, like, you know, all the almost like the lies that come with it. And, you know, even the way that I idolized all these celebrities, let's say growing up, and even like Britney Spears, for example, I loved her as a child. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew older, I, you know, heard more and more stories and we know a lot about sort of her experience. And even like I took even from that and this idea of someone that I idolized so much in reality hated her life. Or like, for example, Amy Winehouse. I'm a massive fan of Amy.
Right? Wow.
And she says in multiple interviews, I never wanted this. I never wanted to be famous. I never wanted any of this. But because she had such a gift and such a passion for what she did, she ended up going so far and, you know, however far she could have gone. And it's just, it's an interesting sort of concept that I think I really wanted to put into that first line of, but what if I got stuck in the storm? What if I end up in that position where I'm like, this isn't what I want. This isn't the why.
And where was your head at when you wrote? Were you listening to any Amy Winehouse or thinking these specific thoughts, or was this just sort of?
I think this is kind of as I've lived with the song and sort of let it, you know, grow its own wings over the last couple of years. I think those thoughts I've realized will have inspired it. But I think at the time when I wrote it, it was essentially just this feeling of, I believe music was doing quite well at that time, and I was sort of seeing these like moments and milestones in my life, and it kind of put this perspective of, is this the speed I want it at? And it's funny because now that I wrote the song, I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Wasted time, or did I really waste them if I'm still here? What would you like to share with that takeaway?
Yeah, same. So, you know, wasted years, or did I really waste them if I still somehow made it here? So it just speaks on how much time I've put into it and the fact that I have been doing this forever. And there's always this thought of, am I doing enough? You know, what is it that I need to be doing? All these questions, all this self-doubt. And so that verse is particularly about, you know, doubting myself and doubting my ability to do it, to face the storm and to be able to conquer whatever comes my way. But then it's that, you know, juxtaposition of, but did I really waste them if I still somehow made it here? So I've still made it through all those trials and tribulations at this point. So I must have more fight in me than I realize.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we get like exhausted and our mind just wants to give up, and we realize at the end of it, you're actually feeling better. You ever notice that? Like you're like exhausted going, I did it.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, you know, even just when you need to have like a good cry and afterwards you feel so much better. It's that sort of relief, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my tears, this is in the next lyric. It says, all my tears have led me to this moment. Mm-hmm. They grew me my own ocean.
Yeah.
Is this an ocean of possibilities or what do you choose?
Yeah.
What do you choose in this ocean of possibilities?
It's possibilities. I guess what it is my thought is, you know, I'm a big crier. I cry a lot. I probably cry almost once a day. And I think it's because I'm so emotional. But I guess that sort of idea was the fact that, you know, I've cried so many tears that I've grown myself an ocean, but this ocean will lead me to my dream.
Okay.
Because I'll take that boat and I'll, you know, sail the ocean. This ocean of possibilities and of dreams.
It's like in Alice in Wonderland. She's shedding an ocean.
Yeah,
having these visuals, right?
I didn't even realize that must have inspired it, like subconsciously. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Very cool. It says, will I know me anymore? Will I want me? Love me anymore?
Yes.
Yeah, so, was this a big fear for you or?
Yeah. So that kind of ties in. Yeah. So throughout the chorus, is the first chorus, the last line is, will I know me anymore? The second chorus comes around and I go, will I know me anymore? Will I want me anymore? And that final chorus goes, will I know me anymore? Will I want me anymore? Will I love me anymore?
Yeah.
So it's just this like additional question each time this chorus comes around, and I guess those are the main questions. Will I lose myself? Will I know who I am? If I reach my goals, if I get this so-called fame and success.
So if you walk in dignity with the discernment in your choices,
right. You
might just still love yourself
at
the end of that journey.
Yeah.
It's like you already know that the pitfalls and the dangers. You're like, I could lose myself,
totally. Lose
my self-love. Beautiful. Thank you so much
for
picking
absolutely.
That apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking me questions about it. I haven't picked that one apart in a while, so I appreciate it. And it's funny now looking back on this song and realizing how much I've grown since it and just understanding the way my own perspective on fame has shifted. Like, it's phenomenal. So thank you.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of Rebecca Cichon. This is The Medicine Show. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence. And here in the studio, Andy Septic.
Hey.
Hello. Okay, we'll be right back with some more Medicine Show.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you. Right side of my neck still smells like you.
Pull me out of the way. We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as Run for Them Life. When I step into the jungle, we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
And we are back on The Medicine Show, talking to Rebecca Cichon, and her friend Laura is in the house. Hey, Laura!
Hi.
All right. Okay, so Rebecca is a singer-songwriter from Vancouver with some background from way across the ocean.
In Ukraine.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you were mentioning sometimes that has a bit of, you grew up listening to that.
Yeah.
And I postulated that could possibly have some influence on the choices of the tonal patterns you make with your voice and when you're writing.
Yeah, I mean, I actually grew up listening to a lot of, you know, Eastern European music and hearing my dad sing it. But as well as, it's actually interesting because I ended up growing up and listening to a lot of classical music on the radio constantly, or jazz. So it's always instrumental music, though. So I always tell, like, songwriters this, but my main focus and priority when I'm songwriting is the melody. Mm-hmm. So that has definitely influenced, like, the melody and the sort of decisions I make. But, yeah, that's quite cool.
Beautiful. So what song do you want to start us off with your live performance in the studio, by the way?
Yeah. You know what? I'll sing you a song called Ego. Oh, and it's just exactly just right about ego and having too much of it and how it tends to, you know, get in the way sometimes. And this is an unreleased song, and it'll be coming out as a single in about March and then on my debut album in end of April. So, yeah, this is Ego.
All right. Rebecca C. Schoen.
I've always been bad at taking no for an answer. I'm stubborn as hell, I won't give until I get the last word. I'm just a dreamer who's put years into my footwork. But I'm missing a beat soon as I try to be quicker. If I only knew, if I only knew how to reach the top, would I ever know, would I ever know when to stop? I'm pushing and shoving, no, I just can't give it no space to breathe. This part of me can't ever let me go. I got way too much ego. I'm overwhelmed by the smallest inconvenience. Emotional as hell, but I won't back down to share what I'm feeling. Yes, I am a woman with so much ambition, they hardly believe it. Gotta put ego aside, cause this moment is only fleeting. If I only knew, if I only knew how to reach the top, would I ever know, would I ever know when to stop? I'm pushing and shoving, no, I just can't give it no space to breathe. This part of me can't ever let me go. I got way too much ego. Ego. Oh, if I only knew, if I only knew how to reach the top, would I ever know, but I ever know, no, when to stop. I'm pushing and shoving, no, I just can't give it no space to breathe. This part of me can't ever let me go. I got way too much ego. Ooh, hey. Oh, ego.
All right. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Jeez. You know, can you name just one or two influences that is slightly in your genre? Because that didn't sound like Britney Spears.
No.
So is there other, do you listen to jazz?
Yeah, totally. I mean, honestly, I probably couldn't tell you some modern names other than like...
Holly Cole.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Do you listen to her?
No.
Very cool. Check her out.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, love jazz. I think recently I've been very inspired by like R&B, soul, early like, you know, late in, like 90s R&B and such. Mm. And like this song particularly was very Lauryn Hill inspired.
Thank
as well
you.
As, yeah.
I think I heard that now that you say it. Yeah.
And Amy too. Amy Winehouse, of course. And sort of in that region, I would say. But there's so many influences. I feel like I pick from so many things when I, you know, write consciously. I'm constantly subconsciously thinking about all these things that inspire me. So, yeah.
Yes. I'm looking at... They're really good. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Andy, how are we doing over there?
Doing good.
Yeah? Yeah? All right. So what do you want to play next?
I'm going to play a song called, let's do How to Love.
Oh, that this sounds is a, good.
Yeah, so this is a very unconventional love song, though. This is, I wrote this about 4 years ago. It's a bit of an older one, but I've been sitting on the master recording of it for over 2 years. And I never knew where to put it. Mm-hmm. And it's finally coming out on the album. So I'm really excited to finally, you know, give it the online presence it deserves.
So you've piqued a bit of interest. It's unconventional love. Now, that just sounds exciting. So is this like between a dog and a cat? Or
no,
what?
Not quite. It's essentially me battling the feelings of love that came up when I first moved to Vancouver and I started falling for somebody. And I had all these walls up and was just so anti-love at the time because I just got out of a long-term relationship and just didn't want to open my heart. And this this person ended up just giving me the space and giving me the time to really understand it and figure it out. And I wrote this song on my bed one night because I was trying to figure out how to love this person. And we're still together, so it all worked out in the end. But
beautiful. Yeah. I love a happy ending, right?
Yeah. This is How to Love.
Okay.
If I cut the seam, is it what I need? I know I run from what could hurt me. Just wanna be as strong as I'd hope to be. Still remember my tear-stained face from 15. But never in a million years did I think that I'd be back to this hole. Feeling, what's the meaning? I feel like I know what to do, but I can't bear the thought of not having you. You're my reason, oh, I've been singing. Spent the next 4 years trying to fix me. Feeling capable of love, or what's wrong with me? Wanna make you my world, but it's not what I need. And maybe one day it is, and a day I promise I won't leave. But never in a million years did I think that I'd be back to this whole feeling. What's the meaning? Feel like I know what to do, but I can't bear the thought of not having you. You're my reason, no, I've been singing. Oh, just wanna let you in to stay. You're already on my mind all day. No. Is this the part I run away, give in to what I used to say? No, I think I've changed. No, I think I'll stay. But never in a million years did I think that I'd be back to play. So feeling, what's the meaning? But I think that I know what to do, but I can't bear the thought of not having you. You're my reason, I've been singing. No, but I think that I know what to do, but I can't bear the thought of not having you. You're my reason, oh, I've been singing. No,
yes, no, no, this isn't that part. This is the other part. The part, I just listening and I'm going, do you remember that part where you go, Oh, you're watching a movie and someone gives you a spoiler in the middle of it and they say, oh, this is the part where they all move away. And you go, oh, geez, you ruined it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I'm like listening to that going, like you're telling it like it's a historical story or something. Yeah. Is this the part?
Yeah. I know. It's quite funny, too, because I was grappling with these feelings and it helped me process the love and it helped me process and make me realize that I want to do this. I want to be in this relationship and figure it out. And it's just crazy how magical songwriting can be and how going back to, the diary entries when I was 10 years old, it's that same feeling of just writing out how I feel to then navigate the feelings and understand what to do.
Well, I think that that's something you personally could take forward about feeling like this isn't what I want. This isn't what I need right now. But actually healing through it to maintain it and get to the other side of it has been beneficial, like rewarding, right?
Totally.
Because sometimes we get into that point, especially after relationships, we become bitter. People, like some people just never get over it and they're bitter, right?
So jaded, right? You're like, oh, well, never going to love again. Totally. And that was absolutely my perspective. It got to a point where I would see people holding hands or in love and I would like physically have a reaction where I was like, ugh. And then I'm like in this, so-called relationship. And I even told him, I was like, we're not official. This is, this is casual. And I kept saying that.
Pushing him away, hoping that it'll just
resolve. A year
later,
he's like, this isn't casual. Yeah. I'm like, you're right. It's not. And so, it took me some time. But it's funny how we do that. Hey, we push it away. And it takes the right person to knock those walls down. But when they come down, it's that's everything.
We're going to come up to a break in a second. But I wanted to ask you. Here, I'm leaning away from the microphone. Sorry, Andy. Andy, do we want to play one of her songs or take a break first? How do you feel?
Play a song.
Okay, so there is a couple of songs, and I've got it here, pre-recorded song here. Do you have a preference? We've got Paradigm.
Let's do Paradigm. That was the one that was released prior to Stuck in the Storm, and it's very different from Stuck in the Storm, so that might be a fun little...
Okay.
Yeah.
Some, contrast,
yeah,
right? What's the song about? Do you want to say anything about what it's about? Or?
It's honestly, it's kind of more of like a, it's a very like empowering, like this is, I'm doing everything I'm meant to do kind of song. We'll listen and find out. Yeah. A little less deep than Stuck in the Storm.
Here's Stuck in the Storm, Rebecca C. Schoen on The Medicine Show.
L'espoir pour mon avenir.
the lines written with a paradigm. Won't be long before I find it all.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
And we're back on the Medicine Show. Whee!
Woo!
Thank you all for listening to the Medicine Show, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We're grateful for your listening and taking part. If you ever want to, say hi to us on social media. And check out some of the new music. Do you want to? Are you Googleable? I guess
I am Googleable.
Spell your last name really phonetically, yeah, so people can hear it.
Probably makes it easier. So my full name is Rebecca Cichon. And the Rebecca is spelled the normal way, R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
There's two B's?
One B.
One B, okay, thank
two
you.
Two C's, one B.
That's
like
I
said, normal way. Yeah, no. No offense to the Rebeccas out there. And last name is S-I-C-H-O-N.
Cichon. Ah, lovely. You know, I'm not even sure. How did we even connect? Do you remember?
Through Gary.
Which one?
Gary Taylor.
Oh, Gary Taylor. That's right. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I've been thinking Gary about Taylor. Him. Gotta have him back.
Yeah.
He was such a hoot.
Absolutely.
And that was the night when we had the Chase the Bear and everybody, right?
Yeah, that was. Correct.
Craziness.
That was amazing. That was a cool night. Yeah.
It was. And so let's... Andy, is this not working right now?
No.
Okay. That was a quick pause in our show to... be behind the scenes. I was asking about one of the piece of equipment in the room here. But so do you prefer... I want to hear another song.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go into another...
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What song do you want to do?
Oh, I'm between two songs. One of them would be the new one on the album.
What did you say? What two songs?
I'm between two songs.
And
I'm a chronic, indecisive person, so...
Okay,
maybe
what is the selection? What's the choice?
So the two choices. The first one is a song called Glow Stick.
Oh!
It's an interesting one. Also, unconventional love song. It's coming up on the album.
Uh-huh.
And then the other song is a more sultry R&B song called Stay, which has been out for about 4 years now. But that one I love doing acoustic renditions of. And I just performed it at the Honey Jam Showcase in Toronto this past August. And it was filmed by CBC Music. So
wow.
It's kind of reignited this love for it. So those are the two songs. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I want to hear Glow Stick. Can we hear that first?
Let's do it. We can just do Glow Stick. Any, I mean, Glow Stick's a lovely one.
Oh, yeah.
Glow Stick.
Let's do it. Okay. This is Glow Stick. Don't I wish I could glow in the dark, show you all I've got without moving my lips. I forgot you might see a broken heart. Oh, nothing your touch can't fix. Oh, I'm dreaming of a world of love, but I know enough for me. I still need to breathe. Oh, I wanna know when the sky turns to cold. Will I then learn how to be alone? Fall has come now, and baby, I just wanna run now. So many people fall in love, but not me. Oh, I'm dreaming of a world of love, but I know it's not enough, enough for me. I still need to.
Thank you, Rebecca Cichon.
Thank you.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay. So, do you want to tell people about the gig coming up? You got a gig coming up, right?
I actually do not have a gig coming up, but
oh, the album release. Sorry.
We do have an album. I mean, honestly, I'm like, I think I've been speaking.
There's
about
a couple
it.
Of it.
Oh, go for it. No, you go ahead, please. Please.
No, I was actually just about to say I stuck my foot in my mouth with the gig coming up, but the album release is coming up. And you've got, so you go
a couple
ahead.
Singles. Yeah, so I've got the album coming up in April. I mean, I say coming up and that's still like four months from now, which I guess will come up very quickly. But leading up to the project, I do have a single coming out January 17th, which is going to be a fun, sad song. And then another single in March. And so, yeah, got a lot of music coming out and no official shows quite yet. I've sort of been little more hush-hush on the shows, taking a break till the end of the year, but in the new year, I'll definitely have some more gigs. So if you want to sort of follow along my journey and see where I'm playing next, Vancouver or locally or sort of in BC, honestly, you're welcome to sort of follow me on Instagram. That's where I post. Or sign up to my mailing list, which you can also access through my website.
Nice. Well, looking forward to that because it would be sure a joy to see you perform. At, you know, I'm enjoying right now, so other people can enjoy. But I would always, you know.
Yeah, I'll let you know for sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you decide if we want to do another live one or shall I do the other song that we've got queued up here?
You know what? Maybe let's do the Let's do the last song that's queued up there, just to keep the live music will be the unreleased songs, and the ones that you're hearing on air will be the ones that are out.
Okay. All right. So this one is called Right Here.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell anybody about it? I mean, do you want to tell?
Do I want to tell anybody about
anybody?
It?
Don't tell anyone.
I don't want anyone to know, actually. Right? This one is top
secret.
This one is a song that I wrote, co-wrote with an amazing producer, Earl Powell, down in Los Angeles when I went there last year. And it's essentially a song about having someone next to you at night during the night terrors. Like, it's really just this love song.
Wow.
And yeah, having someone right here.
That is so cute. yeah, okay, so here it is, right here.
Woo!
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Rebecca Cichon.
Circles all night in my mind. Can't help but feel this feeling every time. Oh, no way you mind. What's the use of being so cynical? Can't let my demons take over the controls. I know. Dreaming, locked in paradise. Don't wanna leave it and face the dark outside. Oh, I'll stay safe inside. Oh, what's the meaning of feeling like this? I'm out my mind. Escape the reason and turn away from the one inside. Oh, I just might. Oh.
That bluesy one. Oh, we're back. All right. Oh, gosh, you caught us. Were we speaking off air? I hope so.
No, we no were... talking aloud off air.
Right?
That doesn't happen.
Be quiet. We're on a break.
Yeah.
I know we talked about something before about the bluesy one or glow stick. Do you want to do that one or did you want to do something else?
Let's do that one. It's called Stay. Right. Let's do it. Yeah, okay. Let's do it. It's bluesy, a little more blues. R&B. It's more like R&B-ish, but
okay.
Yeah, we got this. Okay.
Anything you want to say about it?
It's a sexy one.
It's sexy. It's sexy people.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I know.
Okay, wait.
We...
Hold on. Oh. Don't cancel the entire show.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to make sure that we're getting this for later. So can we can we try that again?
Let's do it.
Okay, right on.
I know we. I know we don't know what to do, and it's true that I want you. Oh, my mind tells me no, but my heart tells me yes. And I wanna trust my body, but my body's a mess. And I found out the hard way that you're not with me. Oh, baby, I know that I wanna be free, but I don't. I don't know how. Oh, stay and say that you want me, baby. Oh, stay, but just for the night, baby. Stay. I just keep finding little things, keep on reminding of memories and all the timing of days. Yeah, yeah, we can't bring back the way you treat me. I watch you keep repeating. It could be so easy, but I'm better off leaving. Oh, every single tear I've shed, I still want you. I cannot pretend, baby. We should take this shit to bed, baby. Oh, tomorrow I can leave instead. And oh, remember what we used to do. I still haven't found nobody who, baby, could do it better than you. Know, boy, tell me the truth. No, servitude de toi. Mon amour, dans la nuit et en esprit, toujours riches pour la nuit, mon amour. Say no premiere, love the way you say my name, boy. You tell me you don't want no games, boy. You say I'm always on your brain, boy. You know I really feel the same. What you is so worth the pain, darling. What we had made me starving. We could run away and discard it. Put those emotions on my body. Wow. Yeah, 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 I know. Oh, 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 stay and say that you want me, baby. Say that. just for the night. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's Rebecca Cichon. Woo! Yay!
Yay!
All right. It has been wonderful having you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been so nice to be back and sing some new tunes and have some chats.
Well, you're welcome to come back. I hope that you book with us within the year.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd be
and
awesome.
Keep us in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rebecca Cichon. We're going to actually go into a song, if you will. We're going to come back with more Medicine Show in just a few minutes. And Andy, any thoughts? Anything you want to hear specifically?
No.
Just trying to waste time as I cue up the song. I tell my cheat. Uh-oh. Okay, so you want to put it on. Okay, there we go. Oh, no, wait. This one is Emily Malloy and Ari Mansell and a performance they did here on The Medicine Show. So check it out.
Also one of my own. This one's called, I almost forgot what it was called. Catastrophes. There we go. All right, here we go. If I lost my pain.
lord, the greatest, latest thing since sliced bread. That's Emily Malloy with Ari Montel.
It sounds so strange and different. Is there a crackly sound? There, what was that? That was me. Okay. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We were listening to Emily Malloy with Ari Montel, and I believe they met on this show, and he was playing violin. I think it was Garbage Pail Kids or something. Anyway... Yeah, so Emily Malloy is always out playing music. If you love the sound of her voice, like, wow, check her out as well. And then after that, we just listened to Viagra Boys. They are a Swedish punk band. And, well, I completely fell in love with this song a couple of years ago, thanks to my friend Levi Richard. Bless his memory. He is no longer with us. So cheers to Levi, wherever you are, and everyone from Chilliwack, in case anyone's listening. So we're going to keep on rolling around with some more music here on The Medicine Show. Where are we? It's almost time for, after this one, we're going to listen to Santa Lucia LFR, and the name of the song is called Lupita. Santa Lucia. This is for you, Herman, wherever you are. He's the singer for the band. What the heck is going on? Oh, for some reason it paused. Oh, that's bad news. There we go. Well, that's not going to work. Let's try something else. Apparently that won't play, so we're listening to Rewind and Repeat, which is a group of kids that came on the show a while back and sang all together. Let's listen to that.
Driving in a long lane. Trouble is my middle name, but in the end I'm not too bad. Can someone tell me if it's wrong to be so mad about you? I hear the fishy one who will give me a headache in the morning. Just a dark blue landmine that will explode without a decent warning. Give me all your true hate and I'll translate it in our bed. Into never seen passion, never seen passion. That's why I am so mad about you.
And repeat on the medicine.
go steady. But I was trouble when I came around. Eighteen, I wasn't ready. You needed a man who could settle down. I started moving like a rolling stone. Yeah, thought about you on the way home. But I still couldn't stay. You cried and I cried. We went our own way.
Alrighty, that was Matt Storm with his song, and right before him we had
who did we have before that? Oh,
Rewind and Repeat, and Mad About You. Gosh, I love those kids. So we are going to move right along. We're going to listen to Corina Keeling, Bodies of Water, with N.N. Carlos. What is it? Brick Montage. It's called So Far. From her album, So Far. This is Corina Keeling, Bodies of Water, on The Medicine Show.
An Far yn catch lick and run Sfar yn y cloen jag o donia Fwym tyni as glogiog Mae mae gael trafi pasian Sig yn talyg go cion Go fel tulyg an an cwnt An gas i'r lysg at nan sôn Yw'nda, yw'nda, yw'nda Otter da, yw'nda, yw'nda Hi odn da, odr da, odr da. Kowa tulega nan kontan gashilos kaknan song and Rodrigo le gascon yala calibrium. The fashion word I see brutal and some look yes and love.
Strange. Second I met you, falling so fast. What a rush, God, I hope it's true. Baby, are you ready? You sure that you can catch me? I want you to be my pet. You can catch me, I'm terrified of you.
Oh,
Got the great performance on The Medicine Show. Josiah Chestchuk, Lonnie Eagle.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And that was actually a live performance as well. We're kind of indulging in a few live performances from our past performance. So we are going to be leaving a little bit. Wait a second. We're going to go. Let's do Kellen Sipe in with his song Stumble. I think that this was on The Medicine Show as well. So we're going to listen to Kellen Sipe. We'll be right back.
Times I let the world drown out my soul. There are man-made demons that I can't let go. It's a sin to want to have it. You give up all old habits when all you really want is to keep your roots organic. It's a tough time in the city of shine. If you don't burn bright, you'll be left behind. You'll start to question what is a crime. And know it's all worth it when you're doing the time. At the end of the tunnel, and there's hope at the end of the tracks. Well, there's time for us to stumble as long as we're never going back. Now if stealing your heart is a felony, you can lock me up inside this melody, and I'll play these chords until my fingers bleed, and sing about how much you mean to me. And I've never been a scholar in this thing called life. I sure did right when I made you my wife. I had not much to give, so I gave you my life. Was blind, but now I see, baby, you are my sign. And there's hope at the end of the tracks. Well, there's time for us to stumble as long as we're never going back. Well, there's and there's hope at the end of the tracks. Well, there's time for us to stumble as long as we're never going back.
Are we back there, Andy? I'm not sure if I am, but I feel like I am. Anyway, you've been listening to The Medicine Show. Thanks to Andy Septic. Thank you, Andy, by the way. He says, you're welcome. And we had Rebecca Cishon in the building with her friend Laura Moore, doing social media and helping and everything. What a wonderful couple of girls. Great energy. Check out Rebecca Cishon if you want to hear more. And her song that we featured tonight with the, you know, the, if I get stuck in, what if I get stuck in the storm? Oh, it just keeps going through my head. So there's that. And our word of the day is, you know, discernment. So I think that it's been ringing in my head all week as I listen to people that are that I need to be discerning about who I spend my time with. And personally, I think it's worth it for everybody to consider. So that was our word of the day. We're here every second Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guest, Rebecca Cishon. You, the audience. Troy Gilmore for our theme song, Welcome to the Medicine Show. God, gotta love that. Blessings and love to everybody. Coming up next is radio's least problematic show, Jay Chillin. And that'll be in about a, well, it's going to be another, at least another 15 minutes or so, because it's now 8:35. That comes up at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. We're going to take you out on some pre-recorded music. It'll be a surprise. Then you'll hear Just Chillin', or Jay Chillin'. Have a great night. Thanks, everybody.
On a street where everyone meets, all our living rooms were aflame. But you led the way, how to hold it all and take the day. You wear that scarf like it's a fame. Always pack your mother's plates. You won't let anything else escape. And I can't write you a letter, you don't know how to read. You won't listen either, so when can I tell you how I feel? How I feel. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands.